MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 5, 2025. Peabody has been awarded a $4 million federal grant, and the Larkin Center gets its approval for an entertainment license. Mix of clouds and sun, low 80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8.09 p.m. Itemlive.com is reporting that Congressman Seth Moulton announced that the city of Peabody has been awarded a $4 million federal brownfields cleanup grant from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. This significant investment is part of a broader $13 million allocation of EPA brownfields grants to communities across Massachusetts. Brownfields are abandoned, idled, or underused industrial and commercial properties where expansion, redevelopment, or reuse may be complicated by environmental contamination. Moulton has long advocated for investments in brownfields cleanups for the North Shore. Buck Anderson reports in the Salem News, Essex Tech got the go-ahead from the Danvers Select Board Tuesday night for a 7-day entertainment license for the school's recently renovated and expanded Larkin Center. The decision did come with some conditions, however. No outside entertainment is to be allowed at events. Entertainment must conclude by 9 p.m., and non-school events must be limited to 3 days per week. Also stipulated was that neighbors have access to a contact person for events, that the school log and respond to any issues from abutters, and that the school return to the select board in 6 months for an updated license. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In the Gloucester Times, Ethan Foreman reports some Gloucester residents plan to don orange Friday in remembrance of loved ones lost to gun violence in America. A proclamation and a flag-raising ceremony for Wear Orange Day are scheduled June 6 for City Hall, 9 Dale Avenue at 11 a.m. The event will feature Speaker Kate Ranta, an author and survivor of intimate partner in gun violence. According to a Facebook post by City Council President Tony Gross, Wear Orange Day is a time to remember those who have been lost to gun violence and their families. In Newburyport Daily News reporter Jim Sullivan writes, after a robust refurbishment featuring the help of a local business, the Salvation Army S.A. Cafe reopened to the public on Wednesday. The roughly 300-square-foot community room is located at the Salvation Army's Water Street headquarters. There, people can make their own sandwiches, soups, oatmeal, toast, or pastries. Open every Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., as well as on Fridays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., all self-made meals are free, and so is the coffee. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the Manchester Essex boys lacrosse team posted a 9-8 overtime win against Pentucket in the state tournament yesterday. Luke Renzi netted the game-winning goal. Carson Croft scored 3 times for the Hornets, and netminder Connor Dixon turned away 14 shots. Ipswich notched a 13-8 win over Nipmuc Regional. The Tigers are now 14-4 for the season. In girls lacrosse, it was Hamilton Wenham 20 and Swampscott 6. In girls tennis, Danvers handed Old Rochester its first loss of the season. Hamilton Wenham eliminated Cohasset 4-1 to improve to 16-2 for the year. Gloucester High School baseball team fell to Sandwich yesterday 8-2, ending what was an outstanding 20-2 season under Rory Gentile. Top-ranked St. Mary's lost to Opponequit 8-3. Other baseball scores, St. John's Prep 5, Wachusett 2. It was Hamilton Wenham over Cohasset 5-1, and St. John Paul II 7, Salem 0. Marblehead High School pitcher Tessa Francis was named the Northeastern Conference Player of the Year. Yesterday, Marblehead was eliminated 7-1 by Hopkinton in the state tournament. The Red Sox pulled off Are you listening? The Red Sox pulled off a come-from-behind ninth-inning walk-off win yesterday against the Angels. With the game tied at 9 in the ninth inning, Sedan Rafaela lifted a 308-foot home run just inside the pesky pole for an 11-9 Red Sox win. Sox are off today, and they open up a series in New York tomorrow against the first-place Yankees. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.